What's up, guys? Today we're going to be talking all about covalent bonds. No, not like stocks and bonds you trade for money. Covalent bonds, like the kind chemicals trade to make new substances. In the last section, we talked about ionic bonds and their trading of an electron to another atom. What makes covalent bonds different? Well, they share a bond equally between atoms. Pretty cool, right? Tap next to find out which elements can share a covalent bond. Hi, Andrew. Glad I could sit down with you. I'm having some questions about the compliance procedures for the McDermott contract. I know we're supposed to call internal compliance for general guidelines, but Angelica said I should speak with you directly. Can you briefly go over the key points with me? The adoption rate of software as a service, SaaS, has been dramatic in recent years. Trials of applications like Salesforce, WebEx, or NetSuite have transitioned to enterprise-wide deployments, and many organizations have adopted SaaS-first policies. When preparing a patient for COVID-19 endotracheal intubation, it must be noted to consider alternatives first before deciding on a ventilator-based treatment protocol. Such alternative treatment protocols include the high-flow nasal cannulas treatment in combination with the prone positioning of the patient. This should only be considered if current non-assisted oxygen levels are at or above 40%. Only if a patient is below 30% in their oxygen intake should standard endotracheal intubation proceed. Wow, you solved the puzzle. Now click the blue circle to hang it on the wall. It's your very own masterpiece. Let's click the yellow arrow and keep exploring this giant museum.